all you cool kids out there, and welcome to Girl Talk. I am Nikki Next, and I am here with Serena Blair.
Hi.
And we're wearing our flannel shirts today just for this episode. And Dick Avery's with us too. Say hello.
Yo.
So, Serena, why did the hipster burn his tongue?
Because his espresso was too hot?
Because he sipped his coffee before it was cool.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So Nikki, what did you do with this failed career in comedy? How did it go for you?
Well, it went pretty good the first couple times, and then some tomatoes were on stage, so I thought I would walk off.
Don't quit
into the distance.
Don't quit your day job.
Oh, okay. Luckily I haven't.
Exactly.
But I go to comedy clubs at night.
What's the topic?
So today's topic is hipsters. And there are a lot of them in Los Angeles, probably in most cities, but mostly here.
Definitely okay. In Sacramento.
Really? You get them there too?
Oh, God, yes.
Is it the guys with, like, right thing I notice right now is guys with beards.
Beards. That's the beard ornaments. Lush has a whole line of beard care products.
I think it's been ramping up for the past few years, but now I think they've gone a little overboard.
Ugh.
There's a lot of pubic hair walking around out there.
Right.
A lot.
Well, since I do watch Vanderpump Rules regularly, it's my favorite show. And there's all these.
Is that on Bravo?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And no, there's always these guys on there that are like, you know, metrosexual hipster loser dudes who you could just see they spend too much time in front of the mirror. But like lately, I'm just noticing all these guys with beards, like the thing, like big bushy beards.
It's so gross.
I think it depends on how much facial hair you have.
I'm talking a big beard, like
a big full beard. Yeah.
So my question is, like, I always think like, as a girl, I'm like, do you want to kiss that or do you want to have that go down on your pussy?
Well, personally, I prefer my men a little less masculine. If I'm actually going after
you
men,
want a girl
less hairy.
So, yeah, less hair is better.
More soft.
Yeah.
So do you like a little bit of facial hair or clean shaven?
If I'm actually interested in a guy, definitely clean shaven. Yeah.
Completely.
Unless it's, or like a little bit if it's groomed well, but I'm definitely not into the full beard.
That's mostly because of the look or the scruff? Like it's rough?
No, it's because it looks awful. It looks like you're growing a vagina on your face.
What are craft beers? You guys have hair.
Cool, like the small brew, like locally made.
Yeah.
Hipster beers that no one actually likes to drink, but they do it to look cool.
Because like, why would they drink Budweiser?
They would drink like blueberry spice, some weird kind of flavor thing, right?
Yeah. Yes. Pumpkin.
Oh.
Yeah. For the holidays.
Pumpkin ale.
Yeah.
Jubilee ale.
There are some burger places around here that only serve craft beer, and that's it. Like stout burger, burgers and beer, but it's all craft.
So my question is, you guys, why is wearing plaid on a hipster? I think stupid hats and like, I don't know.
I think it became its own thing.
Stupid hats?
Yeah, you know, they always wear like fedoras or stupid.
You know, I
hate that stuff. I hate guys wearing hats to begin with.
I was in Target yesterday. I saw a guy, flannel shirt, Charlie Chaplin hat. Handlebar mustache. He was checking all the boxes. Handlebar mustache. Carrying a purse.
A merce.
Oh.
A European handbag.
Oh.
he literally checked all the boxes, and I said, wow. And
Did you take a picture?
No, but I should have.
The ultimate hipster?
But I went on Twitter and said, Hollywood is never boring, because I saw a bunch of hipsters at Target. That was my experience.
Well, you should have, you should have gone up to him and said, can I take your picture? And just, why? Because you just want to show everyone what a loser hipster looks like. You
know, like. Oh, but I thought, wow. But I liked his Charlie Chaplin hat. I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, my God. Trying too hard.
And then we shopped together for like an hour.
Yeah.
No. And then you became best friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Now we're BFFs.
And we had a one night stand.
No.
Finally.
And he left his mustache wax on my bed stand.
And I put him in a Ziploc bag.
Exactly.
All right. What is his name on it?
Where's cool places to eat lunch? What is that? Is that you, Serena?
It's It's all the places in Silver Lake. No.
Exactly. Well, that's true.
I would say possibly Stout Burger because they have a lot of craft beer. Because anywhere that sells beer attracts them like magnets.
Really? Is there places like that up where you're at?
That does beer? Yes. I'm not a huge beer drinker, though, so I haven't really paid attention to it. I like the hipster bars with the hipster cocktails because right. they're the ones that have like all the bitters you could ever want and yeah. all the like special ingredients and everything just yeah. tastes like amazing.
I'm not a beer drinker either, so I'm with you. I'd rather have alcohol.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
more fun.
Yeah, definitely.
But I know a lot people that are into beer and know everything about it, they're really into it.
I know.
Yeah, like, it's a thing. It's like wine or but those,
yeah,
else.
But those are those people don't have lives. They're losers.
It's a hobby.
Or coffee shops.
Coffee shops.
A lot of them. A lot of them flock to coffee shops.
Have you heard of that coffee shop? What's it called? Starbucks.
No, is it new?
Yeah, it's next.
Is it mom and pop?
It's almost as new as Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
Yeah, everyone goes to Coffee Bean.
Exactly.
I want to try this new place.
Only in Southern California.
What's it called?
By the way.
Really?
You spoiled fucks down here.
Is it?
There are two Coffee Beans in Northern California. Both are in the middle of San Francisco.
Really? That's true.
Yeah, so.
I didn't know that.
And not anywhere near the Armory. So even when I'm in San Francisco, I don't usually.
Where's the cool hot coffee place in your neighborhood?
We do Pete's in NorCal.
Okay. Oh, Pete's is good.
We do our hippie coffee.
But okay. I think Coffee Bean has the best hot chocolate, and they have coconut almond milk.
Yeah.
And it's really good.
Yeah, it's so awesome that you have Coffee Bean, like, on every corner where you live. Fuck you.
Unlike Starbucks.
You sound like a 12-year-old. They have really good hot chocolate.
Oh, you know what else? Blueberry muffins.
Okay.
God.
That's after I eat Cheerios for breakfast.
Exactly. Oh, my God. But only when you're done with your homework.
That's I've right. been seeing like a lot of dual purpose coffee shops. It's like coffee shop / co-productivity center.
Yeah.
Or like coffee
That's
shop
happening
slash
a lot now.
Vintage clothing store. Yeah. Like
I'm noticing a lot of. Yeah. First of all, I'm noticing it's weird. Down here in Beverly, there's a couple, you know, coffee shops. And there's actually a couple I just noticed on La Brea here. I just don't know how they stay in business when Starbucks
they're popping
is there.
Up everywhere.
You know, like these.
I think that's why some of them add stuff because you have something else just besides just the coffee. People
right.
will come
because right.
some people sell artwork on their walls. I think that's cool because they support local artists.
Well, and that's the whole thing with hipster is that it's trendy to do all those things that you're supposed
true.
To do anyway, which right, is support right. local products.
But they go to Starbucks.
Better quality
so
food.
So then let's yeah. come up with a list. What are the what makes you a hipster? What are the 10 things that make somebody a hipster? Besides flannel, what else? You got to dress the part, which is like flannel,
you
hat,
can't,
goofy.
And you can't call yourself a hipster.
Right, of course
exactly.
not.
Because then you label yourself.
Okay.
And it doesn't count.
You can't, and labeling things.
It's like a very anti-label.
It's just, it's purposely going against everything.
Do they know they're hipsters?
No.
So do you think they're in denial?
Think deep down inside, they all feel the shame.
They do. They take showers. They take hipster showers.
They don't take showers? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're trying to grow dreadlocks.
That's so true. But what makes it, like, what, like, I mean.
It's purposely going against everything.
But they're not, though. It's the same thing.
But they're all together.
Here's the thing. It's like I used to say this back in the 90s when I was you'd go to say some concert and you'd see everybody there with Doc Martens on and torn flannel and torn jeans and they were punk rock and the rebellion and were anti everything. But you go to that same show, the same band in another city and you see the same people.
I
and you go everywhere you go, you see the same torn up jeans and the torn and you realize if you really wanted to be punk rock, you would wear cotton Dockers and an Izod and some loafers.
You'd be different.
But that's like the funny sort of the funny thing of hipsters is that they're so ironic. Because
and they're all a community together.
And it's all, and it, you know, it's that's the joke she brought up earlier. He drank his coffee before it was cool. No, yeah. he didn't. Like, the hipsters all did it when they all found out it was cool. Like,
yeah.
that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have to... Like, if someone calls you a hipster, it's because you
like
aren't cool.
Else.
Like, you're just following the trend.
Oh, right. No.
It's weird. I think every generation has that subculture, I guess is the word I want to use. Subculture, but like I think it's just funny is that you, because I know when I was there, when I was young, and you think you are, you're different, you're unique, you're special, and you just realize, no, you're not. Because everywhere you go, there's one of you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
Or someone similar.
Yeah.
There's a DOP out there.
Yeah, exactly. And there just is. And I think what happens is, I would say, the older you get, you realize, oh, shit, there's nothing unique.
You're not special.
No, you're not. Not at all.
I guess you could try, but you won't...
But I, what I'd understand too, like, when I think hipster, though, I do think of Silver Lake.
I do too.
Right?
Because they label themselves. I think it's because too many people talk about it now.
Yeah, is that what
it is? It's like a cliche.
Yeah. I just do think of it as Silver
Lake. And they also have a lot of bars and smaller shops, like boutique shops. There's probably a lot of coffee places.
Exactly. No, but there just seems like there's a lot to say. Is there hipsters in NoCal? I'm assuming there is, right?
Oh yeah. Well, everywhere. San Francisco is its own little bubble, but definitely I would say Sacramento in the last 6 years has gotten very hipster. It didn't used to be so trendy.
Government hipsters?
No, though
they wear suits during the day. People are
decidedly separated from the hipsters.
Yeah, exactly. San Francisco, though, has always been a bit of a hipster. I mean, First of all, San Francisco does everything like nowhere else.
Yeah,
I mean,
starts
with the 60s and before that,
it's
probably.
It's a city
too.
On its own.
For sure.
It really is. The culture, it's people are unique.
Yeah.
What else?
I don't think they count because they've always been different.
What kind of jobs do hipsters have?
Barista.
Copy editor. Barista.
Freelance photographer.
Have you heard of
internet designer?
They got a camera for Christmas from their mom.
But they shoot film only because.
Right. Or
I actually know
Polaroid people.
A couple people that shoot film only.
I was at set.
I only shoot Polaroids.
I was at Sammy's camera yesterday, and there's this guy in there, and he's talking to my friend who works there. And the guy goes, "Yeah, I only shoot film." He starts giving this whole little.
I just feel like it's more real.
Yeah, whatever bullshit he says. I just,
digital sucks.
And he's all like, he's my friend's customer, and they're all being like, and I just shake in my head, and my friend behind the counter looks at me and just goes, "Don't say it." And I just turn around, and the guy goes, so he looks at me and he goes, "So what do you think?" And
I
just went, "Film sucks." And the guy looks at me, "What?" I go, "Grow up. Get over it. It's over. It's done. Go digital." And they all like just started.
But he's so proud of it.
But we can't. Film's like cool. I like taking my 4x5s. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
So I think that's the problem I have with hipsters is that they'll just do things because it's fucking cool and they don't know the reason they're doing things. Like, I support the people that are trying to eat more organic foods, but there's a reason to do that because you're helping the environment, not because it's fucking cool, you retard.
Yeah. And then people do stuff when they have no passion for it. They just do it. And
Because they're all sheep and they're just following the herd.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
At the end of the day?
Yes.
And what the fuck is clip-on man buns?
Oh, that's a great product that I have seen.
Explain it.
Advertised.
Explain
it. It's guys that want to change their hairstyle, so their hair is not long enough to put in a ponytail and make a bun, so they buy a clip-on bun. Like, girls have the clip-on ponytails.
Right.
So they can, I think they... I guess if your hair is really short, you like bobby pin it down and then just clip the bun on. I think it's like a barrette. And then they are very proud of it and they'll go out to dinner.
Have you ever seen one of these, Serena?
I have not seen. I have seen one who probably needed one. he was trying to pull off a man bun. I told Nikki about this the other day. So it was this big, like, you know, big dude, like very masculine looking dude. And he decided he was going to follow the trend and try to pull off a man bun, but his hair really wasn't long enough. So it ended up looking like a little toddler ponytail, like on the top of his head, just a little tuft of hair.
Oh, that's right.
Like, it would have looked more appropriate with a bow in it. I swear to it. It just,
like a plant.
It was so stupid.
When they do the kid's hair, they put it up. Like a little,
exactly like that. That is exactly what it looks
like. And it looks
like
a little plant.
Yeah. I know.
Yes,
that. Okay.
He had that. And
he would have benefited from this
product.
He
really should have had the clip-on man bun because at that point it was already ridiculous.
And it makes you look sexy.
And apparently
man
braids are a thing.
Although I don't like guys with long hair.
What do you think about white guys with dreads?
I think it depends on the guy.
Well, okay. I don't really look at guys with dreads. But I do think girls with dreads are hot. Ugh.
Girls with dreads are really sexy.
What do you think about big, fat, white guys with cornrows? Like,
I'm already saying no.
No.
Cornrows. Wait. Cornrows. Like long hair down to here with like I call them cornrows, you know, like braids, I guess. Uh-huh. Okay. Like, and a cowboy hat.
Oh my God.
Just I saw a guy a week ago do it.
I mean, does he have a great personality?
No, I saw it. I was a crew member on a set. I turned around and looked and I went, no way. Like, I was like, this dude, he's doing this.
I think he's confused.
I don't know what he was, but I just shook my head.
Can't put a label on me.
Yeah, totally.
I'm my own person.
I'm a peacock.
What kind of car does a hipster drive?
Mini Cooper.
Or like,
oh,
like,
but
a really
Mini Cooper off factory color.
or like a really old Mercedes or like a really old BMW. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like
Lexus.
A vintage car. Yeah.
What does a hipster girl look like? What does she wear?
I think it's different for girls.
She wears glasses even though she can see without them.
Exactly.
Oh, that's
the number one. That annoys the hell out of me.
I get that question almost every time I go on cam. Do you need your glasses to see, or do you just wear them because they make you look hotter?
Doesn't that make you angry?
It makes me furious.
Yeah. I hate people who wear glasses when they don't have to. Especially now that I have to, it pisses me off. Like, I wish I didn't have to. I hate wearing
glasses.
When
did that trend start?
I don't know. And then girls with big old frames and shit.
It's a thing, though. Yeah. It's like, and I get it
all the fake
time.
Glasses are big. Because when I was little, I always wanted to wear glasses. I didn't wear the fake ones. But when I didn't have them, I wanted to wear them.
I didn't
because I thought they were cool.
No, I never wanted
but
to wear glasses.
But I promise I will never wear fake glasses.
You won't be allowed to.
Okay, good.
What, like, if you're a hipster guy, what kind of girl do you think they like?
Other hipster girls, probably.
Does a hipster guy like, what kind of hipster porn does he look like? Is there hipster porn?
That's a good question.
What is hipster porn?
There's a lot of indie porn that's really
like
making
indie
it.
Porn?
Indie porn? Is it no,
all porn kind of indie? Don't you make indie porn?
I do make indie porn. There are definitely, cool. Especially in San Francisco, the producers are very, like, quote-unquote hipster, and they definitely cater to that genre of person.
So the only way porn is hipster porn is if it's made by a hipster, basically?
It has
hipsters
to be, yeah.
For
hipsters.
I'm going to start doing that.
I know. I'm thinking right now. I got to go look up hipsterporn.com.
Buy a new URL.
Exactly. I think instead of sexy Serena B, it's hipster Serena B.
We're going to
get down to our flannels.
Ooh.
Roll around in patchouli oil.
I'm gonna rub organic food all over your body and lick it off.
And afterwards, I'm going to make you an espresso.
And wait till it cools down. What about, like, I mean, I'm just trying.
Or like two really hot baristas, two girls.
They're always baristas.
Drinking coffee.
But
making
each
other coffee.
Is that what it is?
They don't even have to have sex. They'll just make each other coffee.
I think
we
need to do a field trip and like just go like on a hipster search.
Go.
Drive to Silver Lake. Try to go to some venues.
We should go on a Silver Lake hipster beer bar crawl.
Yeah. No, I just want to go find hipsters. Like, we could go.
I don't want to drink that much beer.
Yeah.
That would be a lot.
But just like, and just go around taking pictures of hipsters and do like a whole thing on this is what hipsters look like.
I think they post a lot on Instagram.
Do you think?
Yeah.
And they're all about the Instagram filters.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Like listening, like I have
even double filters.
I have a friend who sent me this conversation of two girls in front of her in line at Starbucks who were literally like having a full on conversation about Instagram filters. And they were like, oh, did you see the new Instagram filters? I'm really into to Perpetua or whatever they're called. Like they were knew the name. I don't know the names of all the Instagram filters, but these chicks
did. Who does?
Did.
Okay, if you know any filters by name, you're going to have to take it.
Okay.
I only know the one from that story, but.
I just searched hipster and it has 9,497,000 posts.
Oh, God. I just like all the parody accounts on Instagram.
I'm trying to find out there's no hipsters in these, though. How are these people hipsters?
There should have been a picture of the guy I saw yesterday.
Do you like guys, perfect. Like, speaking of going back to facial hair, but do you like guys with, like, fancy, crazy mustaches like that?
He looks stupid.
One of the assistants at the studio has a handlebar mustache.
The full curled handlebar.
Yeah.
No. Again, I'm not a big fan of facial hair in general.
Do you have a problem? Would you have a problem with a guy who spends more time in front of the mirror than you do?
That's most guys.
No.
Really?
No.
Well, I mean,
I don't
voluntarily spend that much time in front of
a
mirror.
But, like, a guy that has a mustache has to take a lot of care.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, it's like,
I saw a guy for a while that had a handlebar mustache. And other than that, he was normal. Like, he didn't take a long time to get ready. Okay. But he spent an hour on just that. And it drove me crazy.
It's like back in the day when my good friend Dita Von Teese, when she started dating Marilyn Manson and then married Marilyn Manson, I'd asked her, I said to her, I said, Dita, who spends more time in front of the mirror, you or him? She goes, he does.
Oh, by far.
And I was like, who wears more makeup? He does.
I'd believe it.
Does he ever borrow your makeup? He does.
The makeup thing might be a little weird.
I was like, as a girl, though, I'm thinking, like, that's got to be, I think I got to be a little weird if the guy is spending
only
more time.
Only if the time difference is, like, way, like, big and little.
What? Big and...
No, like, if he takes 3 hours, and you take 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. That works.
So, we're going to go shopping for some more flannel and not drink beer.
Let's go search for a hipster.
I think we need to do a field study.
Let's go to Silver Lake. Here we come. So, thanks for joining us today. Serena, where can we find you after you go to the coffee shop?
Besides the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the coffee that I don't drink?
Well, you go get your tea.
Yeah, I get chai.
Me too.
Yeah. But I'm also picking.
Wait, isn't chai hipster?
Is it?
No.
Sorry, I'm interrupting the engineer.
Is it if you get soy milk with it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I get.
Well, I don't. You know what? Fuck that. I don't fucking care if it's hipster. I think chai is delicious. And fuck all you hipsters who.
Who ruined it.
Yeah, who ruined it. My God.
It is the best drink, though.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, you can send chai lattes to serenablair.com, if that was a thing.
Delivery service.
Delivery straight to the internet. And also on Twitter at @sexyserenab, and it's the same for Instagram.
I'm on Twitter and Instagram. It's Nikki Next. And iHeartNikki.com. Dick, where can we find you?
You can find me at NIKKINEXT.
.com.
No. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
We can't say goodbye.
You have to say goodbye.
Aloha.
There you go.
And mahalo.